Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Another exciting guest. I want to welcome everyone that is joining us in the chat box right now. You do not want to change that or click that mouse. We are having a deep discussion today. We have the beautiful Dr. Diva Verdun. But before I bring her live, I want to tell you a little bit about this sister's history, all right? She was born an American citizen in Madrid, Spain. She grew up in Fort Worth, Texas. And the awesome thing about this beautiful woman of strength, she has endeavored many obstacles and challenges that we all have faced in life. But, you know, I love her model because she knows how to take lemons and turn them into lemonade. And she has appeared on various networks, Los Angeles Times, New York Daily News, CNBC, MSNBC, and the Chicago Tribune, a number of radio stations. Dr. Diva, yes, that is her name, Dr. Diva Verdun is bad to the bone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to introduce to some and present to others, Dr. Diva, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, Brown Sugar, let's have a great conversation. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me as a part of your show.
Okay, you know, I couldn't do it any other way with a beautiful young lady named Diva. You had to be on Brown Sugar Radio, all right?
Let me tell you, Brown Sugar, I am just a mirror image of you, lady friend.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, you have some mad love and support in the chat box. Many are shouting you out, and I got to say thank you all for tuning in. Also, too, via Facebook, you can certainly join us live now. It's been a wonder. Mr. Magic, I see you there. Thank you for coming through today. We have an incredible show lined up for you. I'm going to tell my listeners what intrigued me about you the most. As I was reading your profile on Facebook, which is how I actually run into a lot of the guests for the show, but you said, live your power.
Right.
And that just really, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Because I don't know if you have had an opportunity or not, but I just did a 3-segment show on the art of extreme self-care. And I was speaking on the law of attraction and how you can, basically, what you think about is what you bring about. So you were right in tune when I seen, you know, what you were all about and being a successful life coach, you know, a mystic author. I mean, just you have so many different hats that you're wearing. I just really felt empowered to have you on the show because you've been through some traumatic life experiences, and I want to get into that a little bit, most definitely, because it's what made you who you are today. But I find it so amazing that it was like a message, like God was using you, you know, and I was reading on just everything you stand for, and you have, you know, a program you founded, the Diva Style Intense, which is a nonprofit organization to help elevate self-esteem in young women through mastery and personal development, which I think is awesome. And you know, as women, we go through so much, and men now, I don't want to single out the men, but I can only speak from a woman's standpoint what I've been through. And I just know that it's so much easier to take advice from someone that's been through something. You feel me?
Right, I do. You know, that's when you're speaking towards the testimonial part of it, and we heal through others' testimony. And the reason for that is basically because most of the time we feel like we're going through something by ourselves. That,
yes.
you know, it's nobody else could be experiencing what I'm going through. They can't possibly understand, you know, what
right.
I'm experiencing. So to share your testimony with other people is a healing in itself. Because you've learned how to overcome that particular traumatic experience and move to the next level. And that's the power in the testimony that allows others to heal and to grow.
So let's go back a bit. As far as after facing many challenges in your personal life, what is it within you that gives you the strength, you know, to overcome those obstacles of homelessness, poverty, and domestic violence, or just a few? Because you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I guess I'm one of those typical rebellious ones coming along and, you know, through high school or whatever, growing up in the 60s, now giving away my age, but.
That's all right, girl. You still look beautiful.
but, you know, back at that time, you know, there wasn't the type of help available that you can get now by seeing, you know, what other people are doing and sharing information to empower you. Generally, you were told what you were going to do, who you're going to be, how you're supposed to dress. Everything was dictated to you. So I was one of those rebellious ones that decided I'm going to do it my way, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Girl, look, okay.
It gets you into a lot of trouble along the way.
A whole lot of trouble, yes, ma'am.
So, you know, you're not really open to advice. You're not open to hear what anyone has to share with you. And then the people in your circle don't have any advice that they can share with you because your dreams and aspirations are so much bigger than everyone else's. Growing up in a small town, Fort Worth is not really a small town, but it's definitely not L.A. or New York.
Yeah.
You know, so growing up in a place like that where, you know, you're pretty isolated from being able to have the big dreams. You know, get a job, be 8 to 5, you know, you have to go to college, get education. These are the things that you're supposed to do to be successful. But somewhere inside of you, you just want more. So you wind up striking out to do the self-discovery process. And in that period of time, you wind up going through quite a bit. So, you know, for me, it was a traumatic episode because I had a challenged relationship with my mother. My father passed away when I was in college, and I quit school to go home to be with my mother, which made the relationship even worse. It was more strained. And so I didn't have the support of, you know, of my mother during a time where I really needed to have some guidance. And so for me, I went through this process of, you know, I need to be loved. You know, nobody loves me, you know, and I felt that way truly deep inside because I felt my mother didn't love me. I felt my father was deceased. And I just didn't feel loved. So you go to seek it in the wrong place. You get, you know, I got to get married because if I get married, then I'll have somebody that loves me, you know, or if I have children, then I can have somebody that loves me, you know, that type of thing. And you wind up finding yourself in an experience that you really don't want, you know, because and the problem is you don't love yourself.
Yep,
and you have to go through the process in order to find out that where the real issue lays is not in seeking other people to make you whole. It's in understanding that you were born whole from the very beginning. See, the scripture tells us that we were born in the image and the likeness of the Father. So
That's
we're
right.
born in the image and the likeness. We were created perfect, whole, and complete from the very, very beginning. Nothing was ever, ever missing. Nothing ever, ever was. What happened
girl,
is along the way.
You better
you
preach,
know,
girl.
I'm just getting warmed up now, you know.
Yeah,
we're getting warmed
girl.
Up.
All right, fasten your seatbelts. I'm telling you because
we're getting ready
going to
go
be
in super drive.
Yes.
But,
absolutely.
You know, nothing was ever, ever missing. And when you understand that you were born perfect, whole, and complete, and that everything that was the media puts on you or other people put on you, you know, they tell you that your, you know, your hair is not, you know, straight enough or it's too nappy or your lips are too big or you too black or you too whatever, you know, and you internalize that and you grow up with that and then you get into a place of self-doubt and you don't realize who you truly, truly are. You are the manifest spirit in flesh. You are the likeness of God in flesh.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
it.
You are here to have this experience to live all of life. The problem is that we don't understand the stove is hot. We don't know what that means.
Uh-huh.
You remember you tell a little baby, you know, don't touch the stove is hot. So you say, hot, hot, and the baby says, I don't know what the heck that means. What does hot mean? So you touch
okay, so they
the
touch it and find out. Yeah.
They find out. They say, hot, hot, hot. So this is what happens to us all through life because we are still children as we grow in this experience called life. And, you know, that's what the whole living your power is all about. It's understanding that no matter what traumatic episode happened to you, you were born perfect, whole, and complete from the very, very beginning, and you're here to live all of life. Live it.
Wow.
Live in full expectancy, L-I-F-E. Live in full expectancy of all your good. No matter what's happening, I don't care what bills you got. I don't care how bad the relationship is. I don't care how much you hate your job. You were created to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, you're
so
saying
you have
something
to find
now.
Out the keys to do that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, because we can't get blinded by the everyday hustle and bustle of life, you know, and instead of, you know, I myself, all right, Diva, had to catch myself because I would get up. I remember when I was working my little 7-to-4 job, and every Monday I would have, like, a panic attack, you know, just the anxiety of returning back to work. And I remember thinking, like, oh, Lord, it's Monday. I don't like Mondays. I even would wear a little shirt that said, I don't do Mondays. You know, I mean, it was just horrible. And I had to change my thinking to, this is a magnificent Monday. You know, I need to be grateful that I even have a job. I'm no longer there now. But it's just at that time, you know, you just realize that, okay, instead of, oh, it's only hump day. Gosh, where's Friday? Oh, this is a wonderful Wednesday. I'm going to treasure that moment. And it's so powerful what you're saying right now. And we have to be able to know how to catch what we're saying because also the most important scripture is if life and death, you have power in your tongue.
Exactly.
You know, and
that is so true.
So
now we're talking about mind in action now.
Oh, girl, look. Okay, we definitely want. I want to get into that as well. You know, as far as people that self sabotaging themselves, thinking negatively before the outcome has even, you know, been brought about. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, the thing is that we don't understand that we're self-sabotaging because society doesn't teach us. It doesn't teach us how to grow in life. It doesn't teach us, and I mean living in full expectancy when I say life. That's what I mean, okay, the living part of it. And society teaches us that there's something bad in everything. Okay, but that is not true. We have to change the way that we see things. Just going back to what you're saying about the job, you know, oh, you know, my God, I hate my job. I hate this. Well, first thing is if you hate your job, you're not pursuing the passion that lives within inside of you because
you're
going there. So you
to
need
get
to
a check.
Find
That's
out
it.
What it is to get a check. So you're in survival mode.
Surviving,
because you're just
yes.
working to get a check, and you're only living for 2 days out of every week. You
wow.
got 7 days in a week, and you're only living 2 days of that. You're living not even 48 hours because you're going to fleek some of that away.
Yeah.
So you're not even living 48 hours of a whole week. You spend the whole week complaining about how you hate your life to live less than 48 hours of it on the weekend, okay? What we're doing is we are self-sabotaging ourselves by telling ourselves that I hate my job, but instead of going deep inside and saying, you know, what is the dream? What is it that I really want to do with myself? You know, and then using that job as the platform to step up into the dream. You can't
quit
the job
yeah.
right now because you got to pay the bill. But you have a dream to be something else. So you can change your attitude about the job because now you see it as the opportunity to branch into something more. It's keeping me sustained while I go to school so that I can get the education that I need, so that I can become whatever it is that I'm trying to become, or so that I can network with the people I need to know, so that I can build a network of those people that can help me branch into that direction of whatever it is that I dream to be. We have to go back to our dreams. We had those when we were children. We get stuck in our jobs when we get to be adults, and we forget.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We really do. And I can certainly be a living witness to that, because I felt trapped, even though, you know, the job, it was for a check, you know, and I felt good earning money, but yet it wasn't my passion, you know, and God knew that. And so after being on that job over 4 years, I got laid off this past December, Diva, and it was like, okay, now what am I going to do?
Now what am I going to do?
And I'm like, wait, pursue? Yeah, no, hold up. This is lack
thinking. Internally, you've been saying you hate the job.
Look, you
okay?
See what I'm saying?
So the universe said, since you hate the job, I'm going to make the job go away.
Go away.
Okay,
nah,
so
did God
yeah,
fix
did
it or what?
Did God
did he fix it?
He
was
you
like,
know,
okay.
There's a scripture that says God is no respecter of persons.
No respecter
okay.
of person. He took
no respecter of persons.
Job.
Okay, what that means is the law will manifest for you that which it is that you believe. It
yeah.
cannot respect. It has to do whatever it is that you put in mind first.
That's it. And that's what exactly happened to me. And now, but it was a blessing, because now I'm able to pursue my passion, which is radio, and hosting my show and just truly taking it to the next level. And so I get what you're saying. That's why it was so crucial to have you on the show and, you know, just to really connect with you, because I love your energy and I love the fact that you are proclaiming and you're declaring, you know, living your power and stepping out on faith. We can't be lack thinkers. We can't think, you know what I'm saying, and prosper
exactly.
with that kind of mentality, you know, and what I guess the question that I have is, what is it that brings you your greatest reward as a successful life coach? Because you do such an awesome job.
Thank you. It's all about teaching me first.
Yeah, okay, look, exactly.
I'm
you
telling
do have
you,
to be
that's
a student.
Where it, all goes. You know, I call myself a life scholar, you know.
Okay, a life scholar.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like this term life coach. I hate this term.
Okay.
You know, because
okay.
how am I going to coach you how to live when I'm still trying to figure it out?
Right. Oh, I
you
love
know?
That.
So,
life scholar.
You know,
go on, girl, with your bad
coach
self.
Thing, I don't know who coined that term for people like us, like myself. But
yes.
I'd rather be referred to as a life scholar, because I'm still trying to figure it out, too.
Okay. Go on,
you
girl.
Know, I got a couple of keys and a couple of, you know, little locks that I've opened, and I can tell you how to open those. But there's still always another level to grow to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm still growing myself, but as I'm growing, it's about sharing the testimony and the excitement of the new life, you know, that is there, that gets other people excited to go, well, you know, I want to do this too. You know,
that's
how can
it.
I have, how can I do this? How can I, you know, have success in my life? Well, you know, you got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to keep marching, but you got to keep believing.
Keep
you
believing.
Believe.
That's it.
Okay. The whole thing is that we're here to live, and that's the part that I can't even express it out of my soul enough, Brown Sugar, that people don't understand. It's not about the bills. You die, you leave a bill here.
Don't have
when
bills
you
when you're dead. That's it.
You
they got to pay to bury you, okay?
Yeah, they got to pay to, you got to pay to be born, and you got to pay to die. Okay, so we're stressing out about the bills, okay? We're
let it
stressing
go.
Out about
yes.
let it go. You know, Spirit told me a long time ago, Spirit said, you know, and look, this is something Spirit told me a long time ago, but I had to go through my journey to experience it first. So I wasn't homeless at that time. I wasn't broke at that time when Spirit told me what I'm about to say, but I didn't hear what Spirit was saying to me. Spirit told me, my son is 25 now. But when he was a baby, I was like, oh, God, I need some shoes for my baby. I need to pay my rent. I need to be able to pay my car note. I'm a single parent. Oh, Lord, help me. You know, Spirit told me, don't ask me for the little bitty things like that. Ask me for the unimaginable, because I'm a big God and I want to show off with you.
Girl, you better preach.
Well, let me tell you, Russell, I had to go through many more years of traumatic experience before I got it. But we all have a message that Spirit has shared with us at one point in our experience. But we didn't get it. It was the little child that didn't know the stove was hot.
You know, you reminded me of a quote that I would often tell my children, and now I gotta speak to myself on this one. But I remember telling my children when they would get frustrated with things at school or just everyday life, and I would tell them that God gives us dreams so big that we have to grow into them. And you know, when you said that, it reminded me of myself that we have to think big, think abundantly. You know, we can't continue to just say, oh, well, you know, just pay this one bill for me, God, if you can work this out for me. No, why don't you be financially independent and be able
to
make
your
money?
You want to talk about the word financially independent? Do you really know what that means? Financially independent means you are independent of a job and go get your own finance.
Girl,
that's what that
look,
means. It doesn't mean
that
you have a bunch of money stacked up in the bank. That's not what it means.
Yeah.
It means that you understand that you have the power within you to earn whatever it is that you desire to earn in your experience. Because it says that I will give you life and give it to you how?
Abundantly.
More abundantly.
Yes.
So if that's a promise that was made to us, how could Spirit deny the promise?
That's
so
it.
If we're not having the more abundant experience, it's because we're still being the little child touching the stove.
Look, the listeners in the chat room are feeling you. We have Steve Barlack said, all right, now, speak on it.
Look, it's hot, 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 God, it's hot.
It's hot. Wow.
God, you, it's hot in here. Now, and what do we call hot? We call that hell.
Okay.
Okay. So we're living the hell experience right now when we're supposed to be living life.
That's yeah. Ooh,
it's hot.
You are
it's
just
hot,
so deep.
God, it's hot. It's hot.
See what I'm saying? I mean, and you know, I think that what we do is certainly, you know, something that has to come to a point in our lives that you have to create positive habits and, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people. And I love the fact that you developed, actually you founded the Diva Style Intense, which is a non-profit organization. Can you share with us, I mean, this is an obvious answer, but for our listeners that are just joining us right now, what was it that inspired you to create such a successful program for and I want to know, is it only for women or can, you know, men participate?
No, men can participate in Diva Style also. You know, the guys tell me that they have to be called the Divo, so when they're in the class, they don't want to be called the Diva. It's all about God and Goddess. It's all about God and Goddess. That's what it's about, you know. My name is Diva Regina is my name. It means the Goddess Queen is what it means. So I can't sing. I'm not, you know, I'm not no Beyonce that's going to bring you no tune because I can't sing.
Okay.
Don't even go there. You know, you're not getting the Mary J. Blige out of me or any of those things like that because I can't sing.
Right, right.
So, but the Diva is the Goddess. It's the Goddess Queen. And my name is Diva Regina. It is my legal name. And my people that participate in the Diva Style class, it's about the consciousness of being the diva or the divo, okay, as you, you want to say for the guys. It's
divo.
About the god. It's about the goddess and the god mentality is what it's about. And the whole process came to me when I used to train models a long time ago. I had all these girls that wanted to be models, and they were beautiful girls and all this stuff, and I get them in their pictures, get them packaged, and all everything is working fine, and get them a job in Japan where they're supposed to go for 2 weeks and they can't leave their boyfriend. You're going to make $5,000 just to go to Japan, all expenses paid. All you have to do is get on the plane. Oh, but I can't leave my boyfriend for 2 weeks. So I got out of that in that business, and during the time I was still going through my spiritual growth and the training and whatever, and, you know, it had dawned on me that we're all models. We all are. No matter what size we are, no matter what we look like, we're all created perfect, exactly the way that we are. I don't care what your hair looks like, your color, your skin, how big your butt, how little your butt, how narrow your waist are, how bow-legged or knock-kneed your knee. We're still created perfect, whole,
right,
and complete, right as you are. You don't need nothing more to make you more perfect. Spirit already created you exactly the way you're supposed to be.
Amen.
Okay, so the Diva Style Project is all about teaching people how to go to who you are. How to understand,
beautiful,
that you are perfect, whole, and complete from the very beginning. Nothing's missing. Nothing ever, ever was. How to understand that you are the winner from the egg. And that in itself is a very powerful statement, because when you were conceived, there were millions of sperm looking for one egg.
Wow.
One. And out of millions of sperm looking for one egg, there was one sperm that won the original race that created you. You are a winner from the very, 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 very beginning.
Wow.
You are here by purpose. You are here by plan. You are designed perfectly the way that you are as a winner from the very beginning. I don't care what your hair looks like. I don't care what color your eyes are. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care. You are exactly what you're supposed to be. You are the winner from the very, very beginning. And so that's what the Diva Style process teaches through our self-mastery program, and we undergo all of that negative training from the media about what you're supposed to look like. I teach them how to walk. I teach them how to be on the catwalk, honey. And they get an opportunity to strut their stuff, and it's just the most beautiful experience to see people change and heal in 48 hours. And when they first come to me, I ask them on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what are you? Most of the girls say between a 2 and a 4. I don't care how gorgeous they are. Okay?
Mm.
By the time they finish the class, they're saying they're a 10 plus, plus, plus. The sandwich and the chip plus the soda.
Wow. I'm just so amazed by everything you're saying. I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I noticed that, you know, when people think about living powerful lives, they often think about sex and money. How do you teach the art of being you with regard to sex and money? I mean, we talked a little bit about money, but now let's get into sex.
For me to go there?
Girl,
oh,
I done opened it wide,
you, girl.
Open. Come on in. Look, we on Brown Sugar Radio. We raw and uncut.
Let me walk on in this house.
Okay, we are raw and uncut.
You know, I am writing a book on sex and sexuality right now, so I love to talk about that particular topic. Relationships is a very, very deep thing. You know, we get all bottled up in these relationships because we don't understand who we are ourselves. And if you are confirmed in the fact that you are a winner from the egg and that you're perfect, whole, and complete, nothing is ever missing, and you practice having a loving relationship with self, that will domino and matriculate into loving relationships with everyone else, including the intimate ones. Okay?
Mm.
So
uh-huh.
With regards to sex and money, we have to really, really understand that, number one, sex was ordained by a spirit. Sex itself is part of the natural process, okay? It's natural.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to force it. It's just going to happen. We have a natural attraction to someone. It's naturally going to happen. Well, the thing about money is it's naturally going to happen, too. Money is only spirit in action. We have this concept that we have to work hard for the money. Well, we don't have to work hard to have sex with anybody, unless it's somebody that doesn't want to be with you.
True. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I was never saying, well, maybe some people do.
If you're chasing somebody that doesn't want to be with you, you got to work hard. But then that's a person who is not in tune with the fact that they should be invested in loving self. Because then they wouldn't be attracted to chasing somebody that doesn't love them. But that's a whole other subject.
Okay. Yeah, look, we have to book that on the next show. The next show. Okay,
but
you're breaking it down for us. Go ahead, Diva.
The thing about money is that when we lock ourselves into this lack and limitation thinking and thought process, like what you were talking about the job, okay, the job is just it's just basically a survival mode. Once again, Spirit said that we could have life and have it how?
Abundantly.
More abundantly, okay? So if we can have it more abundantly, where does this abundance come from? Okay, how do I get it? How do I have more money in my experience? First thing is you have to understand that money is Spirit in action. Now, Spirit told me not too long ago, maybe about 6 months ago, you don't need money. Money needs you.
Wow, look at that reverse flip.
We have to really back it up and understand what's going on from a mental perspective. You don't need money. You're like, well, Spirit, what you mean I don't need no money? I got to pay this bill, and I got to pay that bill, and I got to pay this and whatever. No. If you have $10 in your wallet, that $10 will sit in your wallet until you move it. It doesn't jump up out of your wallet and go do something. Money needs you. You don't need the money.
That is something else. I know my listeners is probably like, what?
You don't need the money. And I'm going to tell you the reason why you don't need the money. Because first thing, when you say you need something, you are practicing lack and limitation. You are saying, when you say I need something, you're saying to the universe, I am in lack. I am in limitation. And the universe says, oh, we have to make you right because the universe is no respecter of persons. So it will make you right every single solitary time. That's why you have to watch your thoughts and watch what you believe. So if you say, I need money, God, I need money. Well, you're not going to ever have any money because you're too busy telling the universe that you don't have any.
Ooh.
So the universe will continue to make you right. And the money says, you know what, we don't travel over there because that person doesn't know how to put us in action. Everything in the universe operates on flow. It operates on a flowing cycle of give and receive. So a person that doesn't understand this and says, I need money, they're so desperate to have cash flow that when they get it, they don't understand how to actually process it into the universal flow of things, so they continue to stay broke. To stay broke.
Wow.
Because you keep telling the universe,
that's crazy.
You can get $100,000 last week, but you're going to be broke next week because you didn't spend $50,000 on a car. And the other $50,000 you spend on clothes and accessories for your house or whatever, that stuff goes real fast. But now I don't have any more money. So now you're telling the universe again, I need money. The universe says, oh. In the meantime, you're working a job you're telling the universe you hate. So now you lose your job.
Shut it all the way down.
Now you're still doing what? Telling the universe, I need money. And the universe says, I know, that's the reason why I continue to make you broke, because you have confirmed that you are in need. Stop being so needy.
That's something
Understand
else.
Understand that you were born to have life and to live it how?
Abundantly.
More abundantly.
Okay, we will
and
hear that
you
word.
Understand you were born for that is your divine natural state of being, is that you are supposed to be living an abundant experience. You will start to change the thought process and say, I am an abundant person. Spirit knows what I have need of, and so therefore everything in my experience has already been perfected, and I'm going to go to my job knowing that my job is not the thing that's paying my bills. It's my attitude.
Amen.
In the meantime,
Look
I am looking for... I'm moving it on my passions. I'm moving on my dreams. I'm going to start taking this class. I'm going to start hanging out with these people over here that know about this, and I'm going to learn some new stuff so that I can be in a position to make myself be more abundant, because I have new things happening in my life, and I'm moving on my passion, which automatically attracts money into my experience, because money wants to be with somebody that's happy and has passion so that they can move it, so that it can be in the cycle. And that's it. That's what it's all about. It's about living.
Amazing. That is truly amazing, you know, because when you really think about it, what you're saying is so real. I mean, you're blowing my mind. I know in the chat, I mean, I'm looking at my listeners, they're like, wow, and they just are really tripping, because they're thinking to themselves, like, wow, you know, exactly what you're saying is how we think. And it's just crazy how you took it and just flipped the script. Money needs you.
Money needs you. You don't need money. Because
that's
Spirit
crazy.
Already gave you everything that you need. Do you
everything.
Know that everything that you have need of exists in the one place that you never go looking for it, and that is in your mind?
That's a trip.
Every single solitary thing that you could possibly ever desire in life lives in your mind. And we tell
that's
ourselves,
true.
I don't deserve it. I can't have it. I can't achieve it. I don't have enough education. I'm ugly. I'm not smart enough. We put ourselves down. But you're the perfection. You are more perfect, whole, and complete. You're the winner for the egg. So how could you be ugly? How could you not have enough education? How could you not know enough of what you need to know? Look at the multimillionaires that ain't never even finished high school. Never even finished high school. Who told them that they didn't have enough education?
That's crazy. Oh, my goodness. My mouth is wide open right now. I'm sitting here in a state of
it's
shock.
It's literally,
I'm guilty.
I cannot express to people enough. It's about living your life. I'm not talking about the boats and the cars and the houses and all. I'm talking about living the full expression of who you are, to totally, totally live, to be free of all of this crap. Okay, and be free to know that you are the individualized spirit walking and living a life called brown sugar right now, having a divine expression of God in your human experience. That's what it's all about. You got to live, you got to live, you got
to
live. I don't know about anybody else, but at 50 years old, I have enjoyed enough pain and trauma in my life.
Girl, you look good. I would have never thought that you were 50, girl,
50,
and looking 50 good.
50 years old, yes. And I'm telling you,
beautiful.
Just like a mirror reflection of you.
But I told my friends now,
I said, you know what, I'm busy about living. I'm going to live down to the last second. I told my girlfriend the other day, I said, you know what, I'm going to invite all my friends to come to my funeral myself. And then I'm going to walk down the aisle and get in the coffin and close the casket myself and tell everybody I'm out. Peace. Enjoy your life.
That's how much living
I'm going to do. I'm going to park myself in the coffin. You ain't even got to send the first call car. I'll go to the funeral home myself.
Okay.
I will tell you when I'm getting in the coffin. You will know. You will get a personalized invitation from me. I'll walk down the aisle myself and have my last dance.
Look, girl, you have some questions in the chat room, Diva. And certainly those of you who want to call in, I'll keep the phone lines open about 5 more minutes, because this topic is explosive. I know that you are being blessed today. The phone lines are 646-716-8697. If you have a quick question for Dr. Diva Verdun, there's a chat question from, I think it's Aquil Walker. If I said it wrong, please forgive me, because you know I'll test some names up here on Brown Sugar Radio. But it says, Diva, you passed the question of a sister of the darker complexion or high self-esteem. Are sisters making more money than the brothers? That's from, it looks like Aquili Walker.
Aquili.
Ask that question. Aquili.
Right. Well, you know, sisters that are making more money than brothers, that's true. There are some that are making more money than brothers. And the brothers don't have to be left behind, though. They have the power to make as much money as they want to, too. It's not a thing about it's a white man's world, it's all this other stuff. Not when you can look at brothers that are making seven figures, okay? Brothers that come from nowhere, young brothers that are getting into music industry or the sports industry or getting into real estate or all kinds of other things that they're getting into, brothers are making money, too. You know, it's beautiful that we have a black president that gives us that example that we can rise to the top as black men. Black men do not have to be subservient to the fact that they make less income. Your income is less, it's only less by the magnitude of what you believe in your mind.
Look at that. Okay, and so that's so true.
It's not even about education. It's not about education. I mean, I have a doctorate degree, so you know that I believe in education. But it's not about education. I didn't get my doctorate because I felt I had to have it from an educational standpoint. I got it because I wanted to learn more, and that was the end of the class. Was nothing else to take.
Was nothing else to take.
Nothing else to take. They're like, okay, can you please go away? We don't have nothing else for you to take. Get another class. A degree only means you have a degree of knowledge, a small amount of knowledge in one particular area. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. It is not talking about just the Bible. It's talking about all of life. If you are a black male in the United States, you have more opportunity to be whatever it is that you want to be. Barack Obama proved that.
Yes, he did.
Okay, and he went through hell to run for that election, and he still proved that.
Still, okay, and still gets talked about, but it's all good.
All kinds of stuff, racism to put him down. He's a black man. He's half white.
Uh-huh.
But he's still a black man.
Absolutely. Oh, we got a caller here on the line. Diva, I have a caller. Let me grab him real quick, and then I have another question in the chat for you. All right, we have a 210. 210, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling, and where are you calling from? 210? Uh-oh. Hello?
All
right, I
had you.
They might just...
I'm sorry, I heard you on mute. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, you're from San Antonio. Okay, and your name is?
My name is Rosa.
Hi, Rosa. Thanks for calling. You have a question for Diva?
No, I'm just listening, but I just got on, and I caught that study here, prove yourself. What did she just get to say? From the Bible where it says study to show
yourself approved.
Yes, and you know what? I never, thank you so much. I never thought about being taking that outside the Bible. That's a general statement. So thank you.
You know, the Bible is, you know, a lot of people joke and say the Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E.
Okay, right.
And we get all caught up in this beautiful book. And don't understand, it's a book that's supposed to teach us how to live outside of the book.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you know, it's instructions, okay, on how to live outside of the book. Not everything. We're not trying to be in the book. The book is trying to show us how to live outside. Live, 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 live. That's what we're here to do, is to live.
That is awesome. Wow. I mean, just so powerfully put. You know, I appreciate you calling in today and supporting Brown Sugar Radio. Certainly continue to stay on the line if you'd like, all right, because we're going to be exiting here shortly. I do see another caller here I'm going to grab, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we have another caller. It's an anonymous caller. Ooh, y'all know I normally don't answer anonymous calls. All right, I'm going to trust you. Okay, anonymous caller, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
My name is Sonia Brewer.
Hi, Sonia. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles. Wow, we went from Texas to L.A. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure you're enjoying the show. Do you have a question for Dr. Diva today?
I just wanted to call her and tell her hello and I love her.
Aww.
Oh, on the radio. You're not supposed to be making me cry. Look, Sonya Brewer is, I will tell you, Brown Sugar, Sonya Brewer is one of my dearest girlfriends, and
aww.
I have not talked to her in months, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So it's very
aww.
Good to hear her voice. I
that's
love you,
awesome.
Too.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sonya. Wow, you've made my day as well as Diva's day, and I'm sure you're enjoying this powerful segment that she's putting down today.
Yeah, just happened to fall up on it. Didn't even know about it.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm glad that I fell up on it.
Oh,
I love you,
all
girlfriend.
Right.
Okay. All right, love
all
you.
Right, well, oh, we appreciate the support. All right, well, one final question that I have, and we're going to go ahead and close. But before I close, I definitely want you to give any social links or how anyone can contact you to be a special guest speaker or for whatever may be the case, because you're so awesome. I want to congratulate you on being the co-developer and chief officer of My DNA Fragrance. It's the only fragrance that is, this is what's deep, y'all, okay? Fasten your seatbelts. It is a fragrance created with human DNA genetic codes. How did this amazing discovery come about?
Well, this is a brainstorm from my partner, Carlton Enoch, and he had an idea that he wanted to create perfume that was individual to each person. So he came to me with the idea, and we worked through the development process of it, and so we now create perfume from your DNA genetic code. It's been on Tyra Banks, Newsweek, People Magazine, The Today Show. It's gotten quite a bit of exposure, but it's only available online. And it's a really beautiful product. I love wearing my DNA because it's so great. And people say, what are you wearing? What's that fragrance? And you say, my DNA.
I like that.
but it is a wonderful product. It is environmentally friendly. It does not have alcohol in it, which is usually put in fragrance in order to increase what's called the fragrance throw. So the fragrance does not contain alcohol. It's made with aloe vera, so it has health. It's healthy for your skin, and it doesn't, have all the extra molecules in the air. So it's environmentally friendly. It's a great product. I love it. I like wearing it.
Yeah, I mean, that was really awesome.
I
didn't
know you were going to mention my DNA.
I was reading up on you. I was doing my homework. Shoot. I was like, oh, wow, I got to mention this. That's phenomenal.
For those listeners that are listening, we also have a new TV show, which is called On the Streets, which Carlton is the executive producer and also the host of that show, and it actually airs on Facebook and on YouTube, and it's called On the Streets. He did a very powerful segment last week on molestation, and you guys might want to watch it. You can find it on my Facebook page, which I'm on Facebook as Dr. Diva, PhD, which is D-R-D-I-V-A, PhD. And pretty much anywhere on the Internet, that's how you'll find me, D-R-D-I-V-A. PhD everywhere, all over the internet. My email address is empowerme@drdivaphd.com.
Beautiful. Yes, because I know that Steve was just asking about that. Steve would love to have you as a guest on his show. Many of the listeners that are tuned in through the chat box, we know that you can't actually hear us the live stream, but if you're listening to the archive, please support Dr. Diva Verdun's. She has so many wonderful things that are going on. Check her out on Facebook. She has her website, and it's just amazing what she's doing in the community. And she's been honored on various occasions. One that you may be familiar with is the NAACP in the tribute of serving women in the community. So congratulations on that. I love your energy. I got to have you back, because you have
anytime.
Been so inspirational.
I love yours, too. This has been great. I had
well,
too much fun.
Yeah,
we do.
We've been knowing each other for years, right?
There you go. Yes.
It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But certainly anything that you want to promote or put out there, I am in support of it. And just let me know, shoot me an email, and I can, you know, give you a plug here on my station. So,
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for coming today, and you be blessed.
You be blessed too, my sister. I love you.
All right. Love you too. All right. That is Dr. Diva Verdun. Was just sensational. Those of you who missed it, you can like hit the rewind button in about 5 seconds because the show will be ending, but you can always catch the archive. That's what I love about internet radio. If you miss it, you know, you can go back and just tune in on your computer and see what it is that we're talking about. Also, too, you can stream from iTunes. Yeah, check us out on that. I think it's wonderful. Those of you who would love to, I see a ton of guests. Wow. In order to chat, though, you have to create a user account. And so, please, I want to encourage you to do that. It's complimentary. And you can lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, and you'll be notified via email when we have exciting shows such as the one today. And so it's just awesome to have people that are doing something positive in the community and that are uplifting. And Diva certainly was that today. And so we are going to have a show on Friday. I have a hairstylist that will be appearing. You want to keep it locked. And her name is Latrell. She's actually my personal hairstylist. And I told her that I would love to have her come on the show. And so this Friday at 7, yeah, we're shaking things up a bit. Ordinarily, I air at 2 o'clock on Thursday. But we had to, due to some scheduling conflicts, we had to change it. And so I want for all of you to mark your calendars because we'll be back in action. And she's got some great advice as far as hair care and what we can do in order to look our best. Mother's Day is coming up. Those of you who are local here in the Vegas area, if you desire to treat your mom, certainly I'd love for you to contact Brown Sugar's personal hairstylist. She keeps my hair looking good and growing strong, most definitely. Well, you know, I always like to close with something very inspirational. And the quote I have for you today is, "It is not what happens to you, but how you respond to it." All right, I've always believed that 90% of life is your attitude and 10% is how you handle it and what goes on in your life. So that would tie into exactly everything that Dr. Diva spoke about today, and I just truly hope that your life has been enriched. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and close. I got to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.